Let's give it up for the O-Matics! And welcome to the 2014 Kids Comics Revolution Awards, hosted by the Ann Arbor District Library and Kids Read Comics. I'm your host, Jersey Droz. With me, my co-host is...
Matthew Holm.
Matthew Holm, Baby Mouse Squish, and Comic Squad Recess. And our special guest, KRC, this year. Thanks for hosting this with me.
Thanks for having me here. It's fantastic.
So if you don't know, the Kids Comics Revolution Awards is an award for people who make comics specifically for kids. And the neat thing is that the nominees are assembled by a crack team of librarians and educators, and they are voted upon by kids. So how cool is that to win an award where the kids pick you?
As a former recipient of a Kids Comics Revolution Award, I can say it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like getting picked first for the team, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally!
Which is an experience that many cartoonists are familiar with, or rather being picked last for the team. So, but picking first for this presentation this year, we've got our first category is favorite comic book series licensed franchise. And for that, we've got two hosts who are some of you may be familiar with from this weekend's festivities, Greg Schiegel and Connor. Please come to the stage. Woo!
So we were originally going to do some scripted material, but we did such a good job this afternoon.
I'm so great at this.
You're so great at this.
Yes. I'm a genius.
You're a genius.
Yes.
So we're presenting favorite comic book series licensed or franchised. Do you know what those things are?
No.
Okay. Licensed or franchise means it's an existing property. Are you familiar with the word property? Yeah, a character.
I play Monopoly.
Different kind of property. Property in terms of a character owned by a company. So, for example, I draw SpongeBob SquarePants. That's a licensed franchise character.
Okay.
Nickelodeon owns SpongeBob SquarePants. Scooby-Doo.
Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem, yes. That is what you said, right?
Yes.
May he rest in peace. Broadcaster extraordinary.
Yes, I
yes.
did the top 40.
He did do the top 40. Connor is older than all of us.
What was that, Sonny?
The microphone's right here. Come on, you're a professional.
Oh, what was that, Sonny?
There you go. Perfect.
I'm a genius.
You're a genius. Would you like to read off the nominees in this category?
And the nominees for greatest picture are Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Search, Part 1, and Adventure Time. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Batman, 1966. And Sonic Universe.
You are an old man. Are you familiar with Batman 66 as an idea?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, me too. Should we open this?
Yes.
Declare the winner?
Let's be very obvious about it.
The winner of this. Have you seen the trophy for this award?
No, but Jersey just knocked it over with his butt.
How awesome are those?
Can we see which is the one?
That's the actual one.
This is the actual one.
It's a super red Lego figure.
It's available now.
Available now. To this person.
Wow.
Let's find out who it is. This is exciting. Do you think they're in this room? Do you think... If Avatar wins, do you think Avatar's in the room?
I don't know. Raise your hand if you're not in the room. Okay.
The winner is, or the award goes to, right?
The kids chose.
And the kids chose. It says it right here. And the kids chose.
Adventure Time. God dang it, I just win.
Are Finn or Jake in the room? Are Finn or Jake in the room? You don't accept this on Finn's behalf?
Have you seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit too much?
I might have.
Maybe. Nobody gets this joke.
Do you want to accept this on Finn's behalf?
Yes. What do I do now?
You accept the word on Finn's behalf.
I'd like to thank the Academy and
Jake
and that person
Princess
too.
Bubblegum.
Princess Bubblegum. What are you making me say?
You are my puppet.
Okay. Hi, oh, it's Kermit the Frog here.
Thank you, kids, for voting.
You're right. I love that. I love that he knows all the old-timey references, but this kid has never seen Adventure Time, apparently. So, yes.
But ask him about Sanford and Son. Ask him about after the presentation. All right, our next presenter is for the favorite comic book series, original, creator-owned, and for that we have another young superstar, Emma Capps.
Wow, that was a little nice musical accompaniment there. Thanks, guys. That was nice. I'm hoping this isn't booming or like a tiny mouse squeak. Okay, so this is favorite comic book series, original or creator-owned, which I personally think is awesome that we're supporting this. Yeah. Things that are not owned by companies and the creators are doing all their own work. Now, the companies are bad, but it's fantastic to support creators who are doing their own things. So, the nominees are Hero Bear and the Kid by Mike Kunkel, or Kunkel, I don't know. Sorry if I mispronounced your name. Super Dinosaur by Robert Kirkman and Jason Howard. And Bodhi Troll by Jay Fosgit. Woo! A lot of people supporting Bodhi Troll. Okay. All right. Skyward by Jeremy Dale. And Aw Yeah Comics with an exclamation point. Oh, no exclamation point there, you guys. Man, better work on that. By Alt Baltazar and Franco. Okay. And the kids chose, which is what we're supposed to say. Let's open this dramatically. Da-da-da-dun. Or unfold this. Hero Bear and the Kid by Mike Kunkel or Kunkel or however you say it. Okay, that person is not here, which is good because he'd be very embarrassed if I really said his name wrong. So I'm going to accept it on his behalf, and I will not say his name again because let's not go there. Okay, congratulations to him.
He, the winner who shall not be named.
Yeah. Shall not be named. A lot of weird names in comics. Anybody ever mispronounce your name?
No, but they misspell it all the time. I mean, it's only four letters in the last name, but people can't stop there. They have
H-O-M-E?
H-O-M-E, H-O-L-M-E-S, yeah. H-O-L-M-E, H-O-L-M-S.
What up, Holmes?
Yes. Yes. Yo, yo.
All right, so our next presenters are going to talk about the cutest comic character. That's one of the fun awards we have. And I think Baby Mouse was a recipient last
year. Baby Mouse was a recipient of it.
Woo! And I think Baby Mouse is a nominee this year, perhaps.
I'm going to have to recuse myself.
And so to take the podium is Dan Mishkin and Ellie.
Awesome.
Okay, cutest comic character. The nominees are
Baby Mouse,
Ulysses.
Oh, Ulysses.
Ulysses the squirrel, right? Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Bean Dog and Nugget.
The little sister from Big Wet Balloon.
And Chi from Chi's Sweet Home.
Very good. And the kids chose. Go ahead.
Wait a second.
Hello there. It's lovely to have you here, and I know that you're very excited and you would love to win an award. I mean, who wouldn't? I really can't allow myself to be influenced by, you know, rodent pulchritude or anything like that. It's really my tastes run elsewhere anyway. But we're just going to see what it says. Okay, Ellie's going to just read it. The kids chose
Ulysses the squirrel from Florin.
Thanks, Baby Mouse.
Where's the actual award? Oh, here we go. Can Baby Mouse, can you accept this on the behalf of Ulysses the squirrel and all small creatures everywhere? Aww, thank you, Baby Mouse. Wow, did anyone else just see all that, or was that in my head?
No.
Sorry. Never mind.
The conventions can be very tiring, and sometimes you have fever dreams, and Baby Mouse will appear where you least expect her. So the next category is favorite comic novel hybrid. That is a weird phrasing of words. I'm hoping that the presenters can explain it to me. We've got Ruth McNally Barshaw and Charlie Barshaw. Please take the stage.
Thank you. Well, Charlie, what do you think a favorite comic novel hybrid is?
It's a hybrid of comics and novels.
Charlie's an English major, so can you put that in English?
It's a mashup.
So like an unusual kind of comic, a combination of comics and novels that's not the typical combination that you would see, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what a hybrid would be.
Absolutely.
Right?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. So for the favorite comic novel hybrid category, the nominees are Flora and Ulysses, The Illuminated Adventures by Kate DiCamillo and K.G. Campbell. Great book. Star Wars Jedi Academy by Jeffrey Brown. Vordak. Vordak. Vordak the Incomprehensible, Time Travel Trouble by Scott Siegert and John Martin. Also, Captain Underpants and the Revolting Revenge of the Radioactive Roboboxers by Dave Pilkey. And one more, Dork Diaries, Tales of a Not-So-Happy Heartbreaker by Rachel Renee Russell. And the kids choose...
Who's on that envelope? You know what you're supposed to say. You know what to do. All right. It's not that difficult.
And the kids choose Flora and Ulysses, The Illuminated Adventures by Kate DiCamillo and Katie.
Flora and Ulysses.
Okay, it's okay. I understand. Listen, there's more to. Oh, I'm not laughing at you. I'm not. Listen, maybe we go out for a root beer. You guys wanna go out for a root beer and talk about it?
Okay.
Okay.
Here,
it's gonna be okay.
You know what?
Why don't you accept on the behalf of
Kate.
The creators?
Yeah.
Thank you.
A little powerless gun. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'll accept this award. Thanks, Mom, Irene. I would like to thank the denizens of Doom. Am I supposed to thank people for this? Anybody else?
On behalf of Kate.
On behalf of Kate. Well, it goes without saying, kids. Thank me. And I know it's been an honor for you to see me humbled like this. But thank you, Kate. Kate.
And do pass that along. Uh-oh.
Yes, and actually, the next thing... Take a little bit of a divergent turn, because, you know, you draw a lot of gross things, don't you?
I do. I have an entire comic book series about a slimy microbe, you know, that could potentially eat your brain and kill you if you're not careful.
And who here enjoys gross things? Give a round of applause for gross stuff.
Woo, gross!
Boogers!
Woo!
Pass passing gas when you shouldn't. It's the best. So we're going to talk about some gross things in comics, and to present the grossest thing in comics, oh, wow, we got Vordek back in the house and Drew from the Camp Pencil Point.
Oh. I'm back, baby.
In case you missed that last segment, everyone thinks you suck.
Let me try something.
What are you doing? Wow, you're kind of a jerk when you lose. What's up with that? Jeez.
Let's just read the award, the nominees.
Do you want to read it? Go ahead, Vordek.
For the...
There you go.
Grossest thing in comics.
Eyesight is not your superpower.
No.
You held that like 4 inches from your face.
Wait a minute. Oh, I have to have the puppet help me.
Hey, I am actually a droctopus. The grossest... I draw, and I'm an octopus. The grossest thing in comics. The nominees are Vordek. Ah, just kidding. Wow.
All right.
We can't keep this up. Nominees are Cannibalism, Hazardous Tales, Donner Dinner Party. That sounds like it's
delightful.
The next one is Fregley chewing gum with his belly button from Diaries of a Wimpy Kid. Hard luck, a wimpy kid. And then the last nominee is the pool full of fish from Merman. That looks like my, when I go home. I don't see, that's not gross at all. Anyway, and the kids chose, sorry, I keep it in the mic.
Didn't take that long, did it?
Oh, I'm reading it. And the kids chose Frankly Chewing Gum with his belly button from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Is the Wimpy Kid here today?
No, but I'll accept the award.
I'm the one talking. CampPencilPoint.com.
I thought we'd get through 1 year where Vordek doesn't steal any awards, but it's a running
break up a tradition.
Oh, what's the difference between a tradition and a running bit? A running gag. I guess we just discovered it. So next we've got favorite graphic novel, nonfiction, mythology, and for that we've got awesome, charming author of Salem Hyde, Frank Camusso. Woo!
Okay, everybody. I have no child with me. I have no puppet. I have no person or the costume. I'm it's just me. Okay. Well, what am I saying? I've left my friend here. Senior Wences. Did you get that one? Where is it? There you go.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yes. Exactly. All right. So they list me in the category of favorite graphic novel, parentheses, nonfiction, / myth. So that's a lot in there. So it's a lot of space, little category. First is Poseidon, Earthshaker by George O'Connor. That is a myth. Second, Bluffton by Matt Fallon, pronounced Phelan. You can't write this, folks. I was just reading, yes. It's just, they should have put it beforehand. Or just at least spelled it phonetically. That would have been the way to do it. All right. Fairy Tale Comics. I was just going with a trend. By Various. I love Various' work. He's everywhere. He draws like crazy. And edited by Chris Duffy, who's amazing. Primates by Jim Octavani. Did I get that right? Yeah. And Maris Wicks. Is Jim here? Yeah. And Hazardous Tales, Donner Dinner Party by Nathan Hale. And the kids choose, Senior Wences, may I?
Oh, yes. I hope I don't cut my lips. Okay.
Get it, he's a hand. He would cut his. I'm so nervous. I'm not even up for it. And the kids choose Poseidon, Earthshaker by George O'Connor. I will accept this on behalf of the sea god. Thank you.
I'm glad that I wrote such clear instructions on the presenter sheets. I mean, he could have said, take off glasses, look concerned. Connor, did you get that one? That was a Mary Tyler Moore reference. All right, next we're going to make it a little bit more modern. We're going to talk about web comics. Do you read any web comics?
I like Kate Beaton and Hark a Vagrant. That's one of my favorites.
That's an excellent webcomic. Yes. And we talked a lot about Homestuck this afternoon. Any Homestuck fans in the audience?
Wait, what?
Oh, a couple.
Yes.
So, yes, comics on the internet, comics on a screen. And to help us understand this bizarre concept of reading things on a computer, we've got the Associate Director of IT and Production of the Ann Arbor District Library, Eli Nyberger.
Woo! How's everybody doing? Esteemed guests, welcome. Thank you for coming. I'm here to present the award for favorite webcomic, or as we will soon call them, comics. So, we like to be platform independent here at the library. So, here we go. Our nominees for best webcomic are Gronk by Katie Cook, adorable little guy. Yeti for Hire by Jeff Crowther. Real Live Yeti for Hire. That's also an entry in the nonfiction category. A Cucumber Quest by Gigi DG. Princess at Midnight by Andy Watson. And Saturday Morning Webtoons by a bunch of different people. There's tons of people involved with that. All wonderful stuff. And I have the envelope here. The anticipation is terrible. Hope it lasts. And the kids chose Saturday Morning Webtoons by various comic creators. Now, despite that none of the various creators could be here today, I've prepared a speech on their behalf, so I'm going to start it right now. From our early days watching Saturday morning cartoons on the very back of the in the back of the living room, we then thought. Is someone trying to play? Listen, I'm not going to be played off. This isn't the Academy Awards. It's a violin monster, everybody. Give a big hand to the violin monster. Thanks for coming. He's trying to play me off. Well, I guess that'll have to work. Thank you for Saturday Morning Cartoons, and thank you for coming.
Oh, man. I did not know that one of the staples of Ann Arbor culture was actually in the building, violin monster. Thank you for helping to keep this award moving.
So that's not one of the cutest character nominees?
No. No, but our next category is favorite graphic novel humor. And we got some pretty funny guys here at Kids Read Comics. And two of them.
Yes. Very funny.
Well, funny to me. And I'm an easy audience. I know. I like to laugh. I show up and I like to laugh. Jay Fosgate and James Anderson, please come to the stage.
Hi, I'm Jim Anderson. I'm the creator of Ellie on Planet X, which is a pretty good webcomic if you haven't read it, and you should. Right now, let's all leave and go online and read it right now.
And I'm Jay Fosgate, the creator of Bodhi Troll, and I love Bodhi Troll. He's awesome. It's my favorite webcomic ever.
Oh. Well, I think Ellie on Planet X is dead sexy and the greatest thing on Earth ever. Yes.
Yes. And I think Bodhi Troll has the most awesome hair, which I believe is one of the categories coming up later.
Well, you deserve to win that award because you're pretty awesome.
Well, thank you, and you deserve to win the awesome award.
Ellie should have been nominated for webcomic, and I just want to say I'm greatly disappointed that I wasn't nominated.
Okay, I think we're up here for something.
I did my piece. I'm leaving. Okay, so actually the category here that I'm starting off with, is this correct? Am I starting here?
Humor?
Yeah, favorite graphic novel, humor. And the nominees are Odd Duck by Cecil Castellucci and Sarah Varnin? Varen. Okay. Lunch Lady and Video Game Villain by, you better read this. Read it with the glasses that are obviously yours.
Wait a minute. Jared, I can't say that. Krasoska.
Yep. Yes.
Did I do it right?
Yes.
Woo! Good one, Jay.
Jay wins again.
Extreme Baby Mouse by Jennifer L. Holm and Matthew Holm.
Woo! Woo!
Misadventures of Salem Hyde, Spelling Trouble by Frank Camuso.
Right. Woo!
And Stone Rabbit number 8, Robot Frenzy by Eric Craddock.
And the kids chose
Lunch Lady and the Video Game Villain by Jared A. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Chris S. gives that.
Jay, I'd like you to accept this on behalf, because God knows Bodie's not going to win anything else this year. So
I will accept this on behalf if you accept the other half.
I sure will.
All right.
All right. What's our next category? Okay. I think we're up here for two.
You know what? I'm not even Jay
this
Bosca.
This doesn't even work.
I can't even see this.
Thank you. Much better.
Okay, we're good.
I am now Jay Fosgett, and he is now Jim Anderson.
And I will be for the rest of the day.
And that was hilarious. We should do that all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have favorite graphic novel adventure. You do know what adventure is, don't you?
I sure do. Because driving here was an adventure. Badum-ching.
Adventure is your middle name.
It is.
The nominees are The Silver Six by A.J. Lieberman and Darren Rawlings. You can't read with those glasses either, can you?
I was waiting for anticipation. Monster on the Hill by Rob Harrell. Harrell?
Mouse Guard, The Black Axe by David Peterson.
Delilah Dirk and the Turkish Lieutenant by Tony Cliff.
I just wanted to point out, I wanted to read Delilah Dirk and the Turkish Lieutenant because I like saying Delilah Dirk and the Turkish Lieutenant.
I'm sorry.
So, but I will say G-Man Coming Home by Chris. I get all the good names.
Giramuso?
Chris Giroso.
Giroso. I butchered that one. And the winner is
G-Man Coming Home by Chris Giroso.
We have someone to accept the award. Accepting what?
Oh, that's cool. It's like a little Indiana Jones guy.
Yeah, can I accept on Chris's behalf?
You may.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a friend of Chris's. I'm a big proponent of G-Man. He's not here, but I can tell you sincerely, this is going to thrill him. He doesn't get a lot of recognition for an incredible comic book, and this is tremendous. So thank you on Chris's behalf to all the kids who voted.
All right, I'm ready to accept my award for the next category.
I would kill for a head of hair like yours. Normally what comics does is get rid of the best hair, but you managed to keep it somehow. What is your unholy secret?
Well, I keep drawing so much that I don't have time to like pull my hair out by the
So is it okay, just keep the hands
keep
on
the hands
desk.
Occupied so you don't yank it out by the handful. Yes.
Idle hands, after all, that's right. Yeah. So yes, the next category is best hair in comics. And to present that award is Rob Stenzinger of the Lean Into Artcast and Drew, what is he doing back up here?
All right, I know we're doing a bit, but let me just say I'm freaking out because this place is crazy. We have a super villain back there who's crying. We have like three dudes over there in bowling shirts playing little bongos and stuff.
Yeah.
The show's operated by a man who's named after a shirt. And And I am an orange octopus, and I am the most normal thing here. All right.
Hey, man.
And we're announcing best hair in comics.
Yeah, so, right. Hey, hair, comics, two awesome things. Am I right?
Yeah. Everybody?
Right. So, right, that I am not complaining to come up and do this.
I want to know why. I want to know why they selected you to present.
I'm not sure. Here, Droctopus, take some of that.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Oh, this is perfect. I think I'm ready
there,
to read.
Stuck.
Oh, it's stuck?
It's stuck. All right. All right. Rob is not going to win this award.
There's always something to aspire to. I'm happy this category is here. So, yeah. All right. So
I am even happier.
The nominees for the best hair in comics.
I don't. Hey, what the?
Yeah, there is actually a ton of hair under here.
Rogaine.
Nice. Starting off, Salem Hyde.
Woo!
Frank Camuso. Cool. Johnny Boo.
Oh. Is that really hair?
When that's the ultimate form of hair, when it is a hair.
He only has one hair, but my, it's very impressive.
And Delilah Dirk. Aphrodite.
Oh.
Which, you know, goddess, unfair advantage, maybe, but.
I don't know, she's pretty hot.
Fair enough. And Bodhi Troll.
Yeah!
That is very wonderful hair. And the kids chose.
Yeah.
Droctopus, can you help with this?
You have to open it because I have these.
Okay. Really?
But I'll read it if you open it.
All right, excellent.
And the kids chose Rob Stenziger. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Woo!
And the kids chose Johnny Boo. That's not gonna work. Give it to him. Give it to Rob.
There you go.
He'll take it anyway.
Okay, excellent. So, anyone here to accept this?
I think you can accept that on behalf, Rob. We all think you have great hair.
All right. Excellent work, Johnny Boo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Are we really at the end?
This can't be right.
No. This is the final category. It goes
really?
So fast. Yeah. All the nonsense, mayhem, and monsters, and puppets, and hair. And so we finally get to favorite cartoonist and author. And we have some special presenters for this one. We have some young ladies, Ellie Moody and Natalia, and Daniel. We have a young man, too. They're going to come up here, and they're going to honor the favorite cartoonist author.
There you go. Keep hopping the whole time.
Ready? Okay, then.
Okay.
Be short. The nominees are Kazu Kibuishi.
Jennifer and Matthew Holm. Jeff Smith.
Jeff Kinney.
And Faith Aaron Hicks.
And the kids chose.
Wait a minute, there better be. You know who in there.
The bad guys are converging on these poor little young ladies.
Oh, no.
Who's going to save them?
Who could save them? Only one creature.
All right, it's Baby Mouse! Baby Mouse is distracting them with a cake, just like the host of Swinkies commercials.
Who can resist cake?
Do it now. Hurry. Do it now.
They're just leading them away.
No. Jeff Kinney.
Oh, see, something else to seal. Very nice.
And will Baby Mouse accept on behalf of Jeff Kinney?
Was it Jeff Kinney?
Yes.
Yay! Here, baby mouse. Why don't you accept on behalf of Jeff Kinney? Yay! One final hand. Good job.
All right. So. Oh, that's not quite an even trade, Vorenak. But all right, well, that sums up this episode, this edition of
this
the
game, year.
This year. So thanks, everybody, for coming out. Thanks to the Ann Arbor District Library for putting on this award show every year. Thanks to the librarians who selected all the nominees. Thank you.
To the kids.
Thank you to the kids. Thanks to Matt Holm, our co-host this year.
Thanks to Jersey.
And Vorenak and Violin Monster and all of the other guest presenters.
And the O-Matics.
And let's not forget the O-Matics. Woo! We'll see you guys next year at Kids Week Comics 2014. Yeah, go ahead.